Augustine, come for a little honey. Not a minute they will let me alone. They'll not come after me here, though. Not while I'm with my honeybees.
Mother!
Mother! You come here!
Yes, you come here and give your last breath for me. Not long before I do. I'll always be with you, though, my lovelies. Poor creatures, working till you die. Like me.
A Second Summer by Elizabeth Wainwright. With Gwen Watford as Cecile and David Calder as Alain. A Second Summer.
This is it. Saint-Martin, turn left.
Good God, I hope there's nothing coming the other way.
There. L'auberge du Val Fleury.
Mother, you can't stay here.
Why not?
Look at it. Faded curtains, moth-eaten chairs. Come on, we'll find somewhere else. Or you can come back to Paris with me.
No. You know what the doctor said.
Yes, but...
It's all right.
It's only a week. I don't think the doctor meant a holiday in a place like this.
Sophie, this is what I need. Oh. Normandy. Orchards and earth and big skies.
But not this place. You only chose it because you like the name. The Blossoming Valley? Where?
Sophie, please.
Mother, this place is a dump.
Good afternoon, ladies. Alain Mercier, at your service.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Cécile Clément, and this is my daughter, Sophie. She's kindly brought me here. I don't like driving.
Well, I'm delighted you've come to my little hotel, Madame Clément. Humble though it may seem. Let me take your bags.
Actually, I don't think my mother
You'd
will
like
be...
to see your room, madame?
Yes. Thank you.
I've just finished the decoration.
It's very pretty.
Yes. The bathroom, it isn't modern, of course.
No.
Well, I'll leave you to have a look around.
Thank you.
How much deposit did you pay?
I didn't ask for a deposit.
Oh, no problem then.
I've made a reservation for 2 weeks.
Oh.
The doctor did say I should stay somewhere quiet.
All right. All right. If it suits you. But you must give me a ring if you decide you want to come back earlier. A promise.
Yes.
Right. I'll see you then. Don't bother to come down. I'll miss you. Well, take care.
And you. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, there's a balcony.
Last, my lovelies. And she must stay. Stay and look after you.
I didn't see you there. Did I scare the fish away?
No, it's all right. It wasn't his day to be caught. I hate catching them anyway.
Then why fish?
Because I need some trout for dinner.
Oh. I'm sorry I disturbed you. I like to take a walk before breakfast when I'm on a holiday.
Well, I only wish I could arrange more suitable Maytime weather for you.
I don't mind the rain. I have my raincoat and these boots. I bought them specially for country holidays.
Oh, yes, yes. They're very practical. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Laurent used to laugh at them, too. Laurent was my husband. He died just over a year ago.
Ah.
He always promised me we'd come back to Normandy. But we never did.
So now you've come. Here, to my little auberge, which still needs a lot doing to it, and where they give you no breakfast.
Oh, it's all right. I can wait.
Well, you'll have to. Until I get back from the village. Here, would you like to fish while you wait?
No, thank you.
Well, then come with me and I'll show you the village.
Oh, thank you. Is it far?
No, we can take a shortcut across the fields, as you have your boots.
You always live here?
No. I moved here from Rouen when my wife died. I saw the inn and I bought it on impulse. I'd only intended to buy a cottage. That one over there. With the cherry trees behind it. But I...
Oh, beyond the ruined farmhouse?
Yes. That used to be one of the biggest farms round here, apparently. But after the war, nobody wanted it.
The cottage looks as if it's still empty. Has no one bought it?
Well, it's been sold a couple of times, you know. Parisians or English people looking for a holiday home. But nobody has stayed for long. They've not felt welcome.
No more they were. Men, all who came. No good to us. We know what men do, don't we, my little ones? Set fire to your home while you're still in there. She's seen where it lies. Won't be long before she comes to us now.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I was just looking at the cottage. Are those bees?
Yes. Yeah, quite a cluster of them. A bit early for swarming.
Seem to be flying round the roof in a figure eight. Do you see?
Yes. I've been told that's how they communicate. They dance in a figure eight to show each other where to go for nectar. None up there, though. Oh, careful. The mud is very slippy here. Take my hand.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right. Are you a timid little soul?
No, not really. I'm just a little unsure of myself at the moment. But I'll get better. That's what I'm here for.
To recover from your bereavement.
In a way. Oh, is that Saint-Martin?
Yes, what's left of it. It was a large village once, but now everyone's children want to work in Rouen or Paris.
Like Sophie. She can't understand why I like to be in the country.
Is she married?
Separated, unfortunately. But he still writes to her, and to me. Have you any children?
Yes. Two sons, both married and gone off to make money. And I have a granddaughter.
Oh, I envy you.
Now, welcome to Saint-Martin. It's bakery, it's post office, and it's cafe. All desperate for gossip. They'll be so glad to see you.
Mother, where the hell have you hidden my red suit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I took it to be cleaned. The ticket's on the kitchen notice board. I thought I'd tell you.
Oh, right. I'll pick it up tomorrow, then. I want to wear it for this meeting with Allied Airways. Looks like they're interested in our customer services package.
Oh, very good.
And how are you surviving?
I'm fine. I slept a lot and read a couple of novels.
I don't suppose you can do much else. I've been watching the weather. You've had nothing but rain.
It hasn't been too bad. And the lounge here is very comfortable.
What are the other guests like?
There aren't any other guests at the moment. The hotel's only been open a year. But Monsieur Messier has more bookings for later on in the season.
You're there on your own?
Yes. But Monsieur Messier has started joining me for dinner, so I'm not lonely.
Oh, he's hardly your type, I would have thought. Or hairy forearms and baggy trousers.
Sophie.
Look, I can manage to come and fetch you home this weekend if you've had enough.
No. Thank you.
It's terribly quiet here on my own.
I must go. I can hear Alain serving dinner.
Alain?
Monsieur Messier, now don't worry about me. I'm fine. Goodbye.
So you hope Sophie and her husband will get back together again?
Yes. Philippe's a lovely man. But they married too soon after my husband's death. Sophie wanted him to take Laurent's place and indulge her like he did. But Philippe's from the real world, where you can't just have everything.
But he still wants her.
Oh, yes. He's waiting for her to grow up, he says.
And will she?
I don't know. We weren't very sensible parents, Laurent and I. We gave her too much. But I needed someone to love me, and Laurent was so delighted to have a daughter at last. He was older than me. There were no children from his first marriage.
And you'd not been married before?
No. Sophie was devastated when Philippe left her. She couldn't cope with losing him as well as her father.
So you let her move back in with you?
Well, what else could I do? I'm her mother.
And now?
What do you mean?
You want to get away from her?
No, of course not.
I think you do.
No. I just came here for a rest. The doctor said I needed a break.
You'd like some more coffee?
No, thank you. But thank you for a lovely meal. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm sorry, it's just you're so polite. Like a child who's been asked to tea in some grand house. Are you always so careful to please people?
Yes, I am. I've had to be all my damned life. Excuse me.
Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon, Monsieur Cochet. That looks like heavy work.
Yes. Rain has washed down all this rubble and blocked the drain.
Oh, dear. I was wondering if I might have a look round the cottage. Les Cerisiers. Monsieur Mercier said you were the one to ask.
Yeah, that's right. I'm keeping an eye on it. An agent in Rouen. I'll show you around.
I told you. Didn't I promise you she would come?
Good, solid door. If it was fixed.
Oh.
It's not a big place. Monsieur Grevet built the other house for his second wife. She wasn't one to slave in the kitchen all day like the first poor creature. Well, that's what my mother tells me.
Your mother knows the owners?
Used to. Well, she's 92 now. When she was a girl, she used to work for the Gourvets. You can go and visit them if you like. What? They're all in the churchyard.
Yes, but not me. You'll not find me there. I stayed here with you, didn't I, my lovelies? Like I promised.
And this was the kitchen.
Yeah. It's always cold in here. Even with the sun shining in.
What a lovely view out into the garden. And look at all those bees round that clematis.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to have a good look round, you can do. I've got to go and finish clearing that muck.
Oh, yes. I would like to stay for a while. Is it all right if I walk up as far as the orchard?
No, walk as far as you like.
Two bedrooms. Oh. This one looks out on the orchard.
Yes. Come near and take a look at her, my lovelies. She will stay. She must stay and take care of you, so that I may go to my rest at last.
Running water anyway. And electricity.
I know what Laurent would have said. Think about it, Cecile. Cold and wet in winter. Miles from a town. And what about Sophie? And what about me?
More potatoes?
Yes, please.
Ah, a real appetite at last. You seem happier this evening.
Yes. I'm sorry I was so silly last night.
It was good to know you can be angry.
I never realized how angry till these last few months.
Well, tell me. No. Eat first, have a few glasses of wine, and then we can talk. As friends.
Yes.
I'll put some more logs on the fire. Would you draw the curtains? Shut out the wind and the rain.
The weather forecast promised more sunny periods tomorrow.
Yes, at last. Now, I recommend a large cognac and this ancient but comfortable armchair by the fire.
Oh. Would you mind if I took off my shoes and curled up?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to see you so at home. What's wrong?
Oh, just that word, home. A very elusive concept. Thank you.
Is it?
The last time I went somewhere I called home was when my parents died. Laurent and I had a flat in Paris and a house near Geneva. But I never thought of them as home. My parents thought living in Paris meant you were a success. That's why I went to work there. I knew they'd be thrilled to talk about it to their friends, and I thought it would be exciting, of course. In those days, I was a great one for so-called excitement.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
It kills people.
Oh, I see. Who?
The only man I ever loved.
Laurent?
No. I loved Laurent. But the second love isn't the same. No, his name was David. I met him when I was 20. I was a different person then. Confident, ambitious, and reckless. Can you believe that?
No.
He was wonderful. But that wasn't enough for me. I wanted him to be as daredevil as I was. I made him go skiing on a dangerous piste early one morning while the snow was still soft. There'd been a warning of an avalanche, but I wouldn't listen.
And you will never forget?
No. I died with him in a way. I carried on with my so-called career, my life. But ever since then, it's been as if the person living that life was someone else.
Even when you married Laurent?
Especially when I married Laurent. I feel I've been pretending. Playing a part all my life.
We all do. At least some of the time.
But I want to stop. I want to live in reality again. Does that sound stupid?
Oh, no. But you have to find your reality. We each have our own, which we choose to live in. Mine is here, playing the part of le patron in a small country hotel.
And you're happy?
Yes, lonely sometimes, but content. Were you not happy with Laurent?
Sometimes. It gave me some confidence again, just being with him. And I learned to accept that he wanted other women as well as me. I wasn't going to try to change someone again. He was one of those strong-willed people who had a sort of charm, a facility for making everyone do what he wanted. Sophie is the same.
And what she wants is you to live with her in Paris.
Yes. Well, Laurent died. It's terrible to say this, but I felt as if he'd set me free. With the money he left, I no longer needed to feel grateful to anyone. All my life, I'd felt I'd had to be grateful to him, to my hard-working parents. Now I could be free.
If Sophie would let you.
Yes.
And will you go back to Paris just because she wants you to?
Yes.
She made you ill with her demands and her selfish possessiveness. And you'll still go back and live with her?
She needs me. I'll have to go back. But not yet.
You're going to stay here a little longer?
Yes.
What do you mean, no?
I'd like to stay for another week or two.
Well, you can't. I have to fly to New York on Sunday. This Allied Airways deal is turning into a big contract. They want to commission us to design another system for them. I'll be there at least 3 weeks.
Oh, that's all right, then.
And how are you going to get home if I'm not there to fetch you?
I can stay here as long as I like. I've asked Alain.
Oh, have you? What about the flat? It will be left empty.
The concierge will keep an eye on things.
I thought you would be there. I told Rachel she could stay with us while she's over for the marketing conference.
Well, can't she book into an hotel?
Mother!
I'm sorry. I have to go now, Sophie. Have a good trip. Goodbye.
No, Mother. Mother. Mother!
Goodbye, Madame Clément. Bon appétit.
Thank you. Oh, Monsieur Crochet, I was going to come and see you.
Hello, madam. Treating yourself to Madame Hubert's pastries?
Yes. I like to take a picnic on my afternoon walk. Can I ask you about the cottage?
Of course.
You said that it was for sale. Do you think the agent would consider allowing someone to rent it?
How long for?
Oh, I don't know. For a month, at least.
Well, I think they'd agree to that. Owner's a man who has a couple of butcher shops in Rouen. He bought it for holidays and weekends. It's him who put in the electrics and that.
Yes, that's a big advantage.
Wasn't for him. He hated the place in the end. And the people he let it to never stayed long neither.
Well, I'd like to move in as soon as possible. Will you ask the agent for me?
Yes, I'll give him a ring.
Thank you.
Enjoy your picnic. Where are you walking to this afternoon?
The churchyard first. Then across the fields to the orchard behind the cottage. The cherry trees are in blossom.
Churchyard, eh? Not much chance of conversation there.
No, Monsieur Crochet. At least I hope not.
No. Keep away from them. You go to my orchard. The churchyard's not your place. No. You don't want to go near them. Husbands and children, they're cruel. Give you no peace, no rest.
Georges Crevet, 1862 to 1924. And his sons Albert, Mathieu, and Vincent. with their father in heaven.
You found them there?
Oh, Monsieur Cauchy, you frightened me.
Did I? I just come to tell you I phoned the agent. They're going to check up how much to charge, but they have no objection to a short-term lease. Never thought they'd be so lucky, I reckon. They're going to ring me back tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Well, somebody ought to be living there. Don't like to see a house going to waste. It sheltered these fellows long enough.
Yes. There's no mention of their mother on the gravestone. Isn't she buried here?
No, she's well away from them. My mother says she screamed at them when she was dying that if they didn't bury her in her orchard to be with her honeybees, she'd curse them on their way to hell. Only time she got her own way, according to mother.
Oh, how terrible. Could I come and visit your mother one afternoon? I'd like to know more about the cottage.
Yeah, any time. She'll be in. Like she says, she's not going anywhere. God willing.
Well, Madame Gravy, I can't find your headstone. So if I'm sitting on your grave, I apologize. Oh, I love your orchard. I wonder if you ever had time to sit here in the sunshine and eat apricot tart. Oh, I could sleep. Well, why not?
Are you watching over her then? Like you watch over me. 8 stones mark my grave, but the grass has buried them. Not one of them cared enough to tend my resting place and remember. Curse them. Curse my cruel husband. Curse my unloving sons.
Cecile.
Oh, hello.
I'm sorry I had to wake you, but there were bees right above your head. I thought you might get stung.
I was dreaming about walking across stepping stones. 8. I counted them.
You looked lovely lying there under the cherry blossom.
Oh.
I came to ask you if you wouldn't mind eating late tonight. I have to go into Rouen for some parts for the boiler.
Yes, that's fine.
And I've got to get some more groceries ready for the people arriving next week. If you like, you could come with me.
Yes. That sounds a lovely idea. Oh, I'm going to need to do some shopping. I've decided to stay here for the summer. I'm going to rent the cottage.
This place?
Yes. What's wrong?
I'm not sure. Just a bit of superstition, I suppose.
Oh?
You know, you're welcome to stay with me as long as you want.
Yes, but I need a place of my own. I'm still looking for that elusive home. And I feel this may be it.
Good. Good. You know I want you to stay.
Yes. I know.
Augustine, her name was. God rest her. They killed her, you know.
Who?
Her husband and her sons. Oh, she was poorly. Never could breathe right. But the truth is, she died of slavery. Looking after them and doing farm work. They knew she wasn't strong, but they wouldn't let her have any help till she got bad. Then they took me on.
When did she die?
1912. Just before her 40th birthday. She should never have married him. He was a good 10 years older than her. But she wasn't pretty, so I expect she didn't have much choice. Mind you, what choices do women have, eh?
Oh, a lot more these days.
Oh, still end up somebody's wife, most of them. Still get kids to look after. Suck you dry if you let them.
Yes.
That coffee all right?
Fine, thank you.
She kept bees. Her only friends, she said. She had at least half a dozen beehives in that orchard. She used to give me honey. Oh, it was special. Most of the bees went after she died, though.
They're back now. There are dozens of them in the orchard and in the garden.
Are there? I'd never expected that. Not after what he did to them. The most frightening thing I ever saw.
What?
They kept swarming after she died. Were looking for her. Nobody told them she was dead, you see. You're supposed to tell the bees when anything happens to their keeper. I was going to, but I was too scared.
Well, you were only a child.
Yes. So, anyway, he got fed up with them, him and the lads. And frightened too, I reckon. So they set fire to the hives. Terrible flames and bees like black smoke. Mind you, the Grevets suffered for it, stung to death nearly. But that was it. They was gone, and I'd never seen many bees there since. Nice cakes you brought.
What was she like, Augustine?
Not tall, but not as little as you. And very thin. She had long brown hair tied back. Oh, and she was kind. Always wanting to please people. Always grateful for anything you did for her. She wanted loving, but they didn't love her. Not even her sons. Followed their father too much. She worked herself into her grave to give them what they wanted. Children don't realise, do they?
No.
And it was all for nothing. 1914 saw to that. So, you're liking it at the cottage, then?
Yes. There was a lot to do to make it habitable, of course, but I'll, Monsieur Mercier has helped me.
Oh, yes?
Tell me, was it once one of a row of cottages?
Oh, no, never.
But there's a number 8 carved by the door.
Oh, that was her. She couldn't write, so that was how she signed her name. A figure 8 for the 8th month, Augustine.
You see, my lovelies, she's planting flowers for you, like they should have planted on my grave. She will take care of you. I have whispered to her that she must stay.
You should be wearing a hat.
Oh, Ella. No, I shouldn't. I'm enjoying the sunshine.
What are you planting?
Pansies and petunias and geraniums. In those pots. My back will never be the same again. But they'll look so beautiful when they're in full flower.
I only hope you'll be here to see them. Sophie's phoned. Just got back from New York.
Oh.
She couldn't believe you'd rented the cottage. She's coming the day after tomorrow to help you pack your bags, I think.
Oh. Oh, dear.
You're not going back with her, are you?
I hope not. But how do I say no? I've never been any good at saying no to Sophie.
Well, she doesn't need you.
Yes, she does. We all need someone to put an arm around us.
Yes.
Mother! Mother!
No, I'm tired.
Sophie's very persuasive, you know? Like her father. And she's vulnerable. She's always been used to being looked after.
Mother! Mother!
Oh, let me be. You torment me.
You don't want to go back to Paris.
She's here.
Again.
Cecile?
What? No, but I may have to for a while, at least, till Sophie gets used to the
if
idea.
If you go now, she'll never let you come back.
Allow, she's my daughter. You can't deny your children.
They expect too much. Always want him. Always wanting me.
Mother, you come here, damn you!
Augustine! Call yourself a wife, come here!
No, no. Oh, I wish I wasn't a mother. And I should never have been a wife.
Cecile, what is it?
I don't know. Well, I think I'm going mad. I keep hearing voices. In the kitchen and out here in the garden.
Oh. You're not the first. Oh, perhaps you shouldn't have moved in here.
No, it's right that I'm here. I feel somehow protected. She wants me here.
She?
What can I do? Sophie will be determined to take me back to Paris, and I don't think I've got the strength to go against her.
No, you must stay. They need you. You must stay. Stay.
Oh,
God. Look at that. The bees, they're swarming. Come on. Come on, look, we better get inside. Quick. Cecile. Cecile.
She's here. Oh,
no, it's all right. It's all right. Now, let me hold you. It's all right. It's all right. Oh, they're moving away. Can you see them? Over your plants, hundreds of them. Like a tower. No. They're like a figure eight.
Oh, Christine. Would you mix the dressing, Sophie? There's oil and vinegar in the corner cupboard.
Okay. Just like being back at home, isn't it? Preparing for a dinner party.
I don't think Alain coming for supper will be quite the same sort of occasion. He's quite happy with cheese, a bowl of salad, and a bottle of red wine on the kitchen table.
You seem to have become quite close friends.
Yes.
Is that why you wanted to stay here? Because of him?
No, because of me.
Oh. But you do understand why I want you to come back to Paris with me tomorrow.
Yes, I understand.
You've had a good, long holiday.
Yes.
Look, if you really want to, we can stay till the end of the week, okay? I'll phone the office in the morning.
Oh, thank you. I would like to stay. In fact, I think I'd like to live here.
Yes. Yes, I know you like being in the country, but you'll love getting back to Paris. Haven't you missed the shops, the concerts?
No. I told you, I'm happy here. Happier than I've been for years.
Mother, it's horrible being in the flat without you. It's just like when Philippe went. I don't think I'll ever get over that, you know.
You could ask him to come back.
No. No. You don't know what I went through. How would you have felt if Daddy had walked out on you? You couldn't have coped.
Couldn't I?
Daddy wouldn't have thought much of this place.
No. We did stay in Normandy once, though, when we were first married. But we never came back.
I only remember the seaside holidays. Nice and Sardinia. Oh, didn't Daddy look good on a beach? All the women used to catch their breath when he walked past, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Yes, those were wonderful holidays.
For you and Laurent, yes. But I remember that after our holidays in Cannes or Biarritz or wherever, I used to wish I could have a second holiday. Away from the heat and the crowds. A second summer. Somewhere cool and green and quiet. I want that now, Sophie. I want to stay here. to live here.
Yeah. I know, and it would be lovely, but it's just not practicable.
You sound just like your father.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what's the matter with you? I thought the doctor sent you on holiday to get better, not to get even more nervous and uptight.
Sophie, I don't wish to come back and live with you.
What?
It's not what I want to do with my life, and it's not good for me.
Oh. Is it the cooking and everything at the flat? If it's getting too much for you, we could always get someone in and...
No.
I thought it was helping you to get over Daddy. Being with me and entertaining my friends like you used to entertain his. You always liked looking after people.
I liked to please your father.
Yes, and you did.
Not enough, or he wouldn't have...
What?
...made love to other women.
He didn't. Daddy wasn't like that. You're mad!
Am I? Are you sure you won't stay for coffee, Alain?
I know. Thank you.
It's been very nice to meet you, Monsieur Mercier.
Thank you for the meal.
So formal, Alain.
Yes. Will I see you tomorrow?
I think we'll be packing tomorrow.
But I thought you and your mother were going to stay a few more days at least. Well, aren't you, Cecile?
Well, yes, Sophia. I thought you said...
I don't think it's such a good idea to wait, after all.
Oh.
Here's your cardigan, Cecile.
Oh?
Will you walk me to the end of the lane? Like you usually do.
Yes. Yes, I won't be long, Sophie.
Can't you see what she's doing, Cecile? She's taking over your life again. Look at the way she had you this evening, dressed up as if it was a restaurant, serving the meal when she said so, for goodness sake. Cecile, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
You can't go back to live like that. I won't let you.
You won't let me? Who are you to let me? I make my own decisions.
Cecile.
Good night, Alain.
I think you mean goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mother!
Mother! Just a few minutes. Say goodbye to the cherry trees. We could always come back next year to see them in blossom. That's what Laurent said, that we'd come back. Alain's right. I'll be going back to Paris and to Sophie's life. Her way of doing things. Just like her father. Demanding that the table is always perfect. No plate of cheese and bowl of salad on the kitchen table for him. Standards, he used to say. I have standards, Cecile. Oh, yes. No. No, not those thoughts. I've hurt Sophie enough. But she doesn't know what it costs to give everything. To have no time, no space, nothing left for yourself. Augustine knew what it cost. Your life.
Oh, where have you been?
What are you doing?
I'm packing. Well, you don't intend to leave all these things in the cottage, do you? Of course, we'll have to get rid of most of it when we get back. It won't do for Paris. Oh, honestly, Mother, some of these things. Your standards seem to have dropped considerably since you've been here. you'll soon be back in the swing of things. Oh, Dominique and Simone said they'd come for dinner next week. In fact, there are several people we ought to invite. Oh, and I've got tickets for Faust. Yeah, I know you don't like opera, but my boss is going to be there and there'll be a little party afterwards.
Have you seen my book?
It's a bit late for reading, isn't it? Oh, come on, time for bed.
I'm sorry we're having to share. But the other bedroom is still full of old furniture and rubbish.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, this window needs fixing. I can't close it.
I always have it open, anyway.
Oh, I don't know how you can. Oh, I hate the thought of things flying in at night and hovering over my bed.
All part of life in the country. Oh. I love it here, Sophie.
Yes, yes. So you said at supper. And your friend Alain confirmed several times that you belong here, but he's wrong.
Is he?
Definitely.
Oh, you sure you'll be all right on that fold-up bed?
Oh, yes. It's a bit lumpy, but it's only for tonight.
Sophie, please listen to me. I want to live here.
I have listened. But when you talk, it sounds like someone else. Not my mother. Why do you suddenly want to hurt me?
I don't.
Then why do you want to get away from me? And why did you say those terrible things about Daddy?
Yes, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
Oh, it's all right. I know, really, he wasn't perfect, but...
But he was to you. That's what matters. Oh, Sophie, I'm sorry.
Mummy, you won't leave me, will you? Oh, I know I don't make much fuss of you. I'm too like Daddy, aren't I? But I do need you.
I know.
You wouldn't like living here on your own. You'd be lonely. Well, remember how you used to hate it when Daddy went away or stayed out late, huh? You used to say, as long as you had me, you were all right.
Yes. But couldn't I stay here for a while? You could visit me at weekends.
No, Mummy, please. You can't leave me on my own in that flat. I nearly went crazy when I was alone there before. You know I did.
Yes.
If you love me, you'll come back with me. You know I can't cope without you. I'm still your little girl.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think you ought to go to sleep now, Mother. Turn off the light, will you?
Tied at the back. Do you think I'm mad?
You saw what you saw. It must have been terrifying.
Sophie's still shaky. But she's determined to drive back to Paris today. She was very upset this morning when I said I wouldn't go with her.
Well, children can't hang on to their parents forever.
No. It's like teaching them to swim. You have to tell them you're letting go, or they'll never know the pleasure of slipping through the water on their own. I think Sophie realizes that she has to let go of me, too. But it's hard for her. The world isn't always a kind place to grow up in.
She'll come and see you. Learn to treasure you, perhaps.
I hope so. She says she'll go and talk to Philippe. She still loves him.
Do you think he'll still be waiting?
Oh, yes.
Those damn bees are back, over on the honeysuckle.
Don't curse them. They're my friends. Oh, Allah. I feel so happy. And so guilty about it.
Goodbye, Monsieur Mercier. Goodbye, Mother.
Oh, Sophie.
Beautiful day, isn't it? Your pansies seem to be turning their faces up to the sun.
Yes.
Oh, it's all right, Mother. You're allowed to look happy. When I'm choking on the cigarette smoke in a meeting, I'll think of you out here, smiling in your garden.
Thank you.
Take care of her, Monsieur Mercier. Goodbye, Mummy.
Goodbye, love.
Now, you stay out here and enjoy the sunshine while I'll make us some lunch.
No, I'll do it.
You heard what your daughter told me. I'm to take care of you.
No, Allah.
Oh, it's all right. Only when you want me to. I won't make demands on you or ask you to be grateful. But we can be together, can't we?
Yes. Will you call me when it's ready?
Yes.
I'd like to go and sit in the orchard for a while with my honeybees.
In A Second Summer by Elizabeth Wainwright, Gwen Watford played Cecile, David Calder, Alain, and Joanna Myers, Sophie. Elizabeth Mansfield was Augustine, Barbara Atkinson, Madame Cochet, Philip Anthony, Monsieur Cochet, and William Wortley, the son. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed and played by Andy Price, and the director was Marion Nancarrow.